我们一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
昨晚上你把我们召聚到你的跟前。
Lord, you gather us into thy presence tonight.
我们在这里一同仰望你。
Here together we look to thee.
谢谢你，因为你是教会的头。
We thank thee because thou art the head of the church.
你也是在万有以上做元首。
And you are also head of all.
我们要称颂，我们要敬拜。
We have to praise and worship.
主啊，到你面前来的时候，我们里面是何等的喜乐。
Lord, as we come into thy presence, how joyful we are.
因为你乐意在这里显明你格外的同在。
Because thou art willing to manifest thy presence with us here today.
你说在地上有两三个人奉你的名聚会，你就在当中。
You say when two or three are gathered in thy name,You'll be in our midst.
主啊，我们十分的相信你已经在我们的当中。
Lord, truly we believe you're already in our midst.
因为我们已经超过两三个人了。
Because we have more than two or three.
所以我们实在觉得我们的主，你的同在所带给我们的喜乐是从里面涌出来。
So indeed, Lord, we do feel the joy that you give us would flow out from within.
主啊，我们要翻开你自己的话的时候。
Lord, as we will turn open thy word,
我们也深深地知道你乐意向我们解开你的自己。
We deeply know that you will reveal yourself to us.
你乐意在这里给我们遇见。
And you're willing to meet us here.
因为你到地上来就是为了把我们带回父的家里。
Because you have come to earth is to bring us back to the Father's house.
也是为着要叫我们与你有一个更亲密的
It is also for us to have a more intimate connection with you.
我们敬拜你。
We worship thee.
主啊，你所给我们的恩典实在是超过我们所配得的。
Lord, indeed, the grace that you bestowed upon us is surpassing what we're worthy of.
所以我们一面在这里低头向你敬拜与仰望。
So on the one hand, we bow our head to worship and look to thee.
一面也在这里。要看见你借着圣灵的运行，把你的心意向我们解开。
On the other hand, we look to thee to use the Holy Spirit to move to reveal thy heart to us.
主，但愿阶段的时间，你给我们在你面前所做的都有你的数算。
Lord, during this time, all that we do before thee will be remembered.
也有你亲自做我们的供应。
And that you would personally provide for us.
越过人所能发表的。你亲自在我们灵里发表你的自己。
Surpassing what man can express, that you would personally express thyself to us in
the spirit. 我们仰望。
Lord, we look to thee.
纪念我们在你面前这一点点的时间。
Remember this little bit of time before thee.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and look in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们感谢主，晚上我们要开始看帖撒罗尼迦后书了。
We thank the Lord that tonight we can begin looking into 2 Thessalonians.
我们上一次把前书来结束的时候
，Last time as we wrapped up 1 Thessalonians，
我想弟兄姊妹们会留下一个很明确的那一个体会。
I think that brothers and sisters would remain a very clear understanding.
前书是保罗把神的儿女带到主再来这一个荣耀的指望里。
In 1 Thessalonians, it is Paul leading the children of God into this glorious hope of the Lord's return.
也让神的儿女们在等候这一个荣耀的日子的时候，知道怎样来预备自己。
And also to allow for the children of God as they await for this glorious day of the Lord's return, how they should prepare themselves.
所以上次我们在第五章末了的时候
So at the end of chapter 2,
我们虽然是很急速的把它结束
Though we have ended quickly.
但是我想弟兄姊妹们连你也能看得到在第五章里面主的话向我们说明了怎样在主面前去学习。
But I gather that brothers and sisters from the words would understand how we should learn to await before the Lord.
叫我们预备自己等候那一个荣耀的日子。
To prepare ourselves ready for that glorious day.
那所以在第五前书第五章末了的时候，我们看到 保罗所交通出来的那个学习的几个方面。
So we can see a few aspects of what Paul shared with us in 1 Thessalonians at the end of chapter 5.
头一方面让我们注意跟随圣灵的引导。
The first aspect is for us to see to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
在跟随圣灵的引导的时候也留意真理的印证。
And as we follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we also need to pay attention to the confirmation of the truth. That's the first point.
另外呢,
Secondly,
也要去学习享用属灵恩赐的那效用。
We also have to learn how to enjoy the provision of spiritual grace.
这一个就是特别是在提到不要藐视先知的讲论的这一件事上面。
That's especially manifested in this matter of do not despise prophecy.
然后第三点就是
The third point being
对一切的事和理要分辨是不是出于神。
With all things we have to prove if they are from God.
如果是出于神的
If it is from God.
如果是神以为美的
If it's beautiful to God.
我们就忠心的持守。
Then we'll faithfully hold fast.
那借着这样在生活里边来预备自己。
And so through this, we will prepare ourselves in our daily living.
来等候主的降临。
To await for the Lord's coming.
那么现在我们看到后书的时候。
Now, as we look into 2 Thessalonians,
我想弟兄姊妹们要注意这一点。
I think brothers and sisters need to pay attention to this point.
送到帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹们那里的时候
After 1 Thessalonians was delivered to the brethren there
在帖撒罗尼迦这一个地方就已经发生了一些属灵上面的困扰
In the place of Thessalonica they already have some spiritual difficulty
我们早就提过
We have made mention before
教会在神面前的追求
the pursuit of the church before God
本身就是一个属灵的征战
on the one hand itself it is a spiritual battle
我们要更多的靠近基督的自己
we need to draw closer to Christ himself even
more 追求更多的认识基督和他的所做
to pursue to know who Christ is and what he has done
但是神的对头呢也同时在那里显明一些个作为挡住神的儿女不叫他们上这一个方面去追求。
But also at the same time, the adversary of God also hinders the children of God so they would not go in this direction.
所以前书保罗跟他们提到把神儿女们的指望放在主的降临。
In 1 Thessalonians, Paul shares with God's children to put their hope in the Lord's coming.
那么后书呢就给我们看到。
In 2 Thessalonians, allows for us to see.
像前书送到帖撒罗尼迦的地方的时候
that after the first Thessalonians was delivered to Thessalonica
神的对头在那边已经开始了一些抵挡的工作
God's adversary has already begun works of opposition
他们那个抵挡的工作呢并不是去改变基督所要做的事
those works of opposition is not to change what Christ would do
但是他们却说出一个事实
But it does show us this fact.
然后他们说
They say,
基督所要做的事情基督一定做的
Christ will do what he is to do.
那这个话听起来就很属灵
So when we hear these words, it seems very spiritual.
也很准确
It's very accurate.
你没有办法说他不对
There's no way we say that is wrong.
但是他们接着就说一些话
But through that, they also say,
不过
But,
基督所要做的基督已经做过了。
What Christ will do, he has already done.
基督已经做过了。
Christ has already finished it.
你听起来的时候
When you listen to this,
也好像是很对。
It seems very correct.
因为基督在十字架上的被杀。
Because when Christ was slain on the cross,
埋葬在坟墓里。
When he was buried in the tomb.
又从死里复活。
And he was also risen from the dead. 这些
都是基督做过的了。
Those are all things that Christ has already done.
在救恩这一方面。
In salvation.
神负责要做的那个部分神的儿子已经把它做好了。
The parts that God is responsible to do, his son has already completed. It seems like there's nothing wrong with that.
但是那一批人说,
but that group,
主所要做的已经做过了,
but when that group professes that what Christ has already done, he has finished, they're not pointing at those things.
他们说的是什么呢?
What are they speaking of?
不错,
yes, the Lord will still come.
但是他已经来过了,
but he has already come.
已经再来过了,
he already came again.
这样的话在帖撒罗尼迦教会的里边就引发了一些混乱。
Thus, these words caused confusion there in the church of the Thessalonians.
心思上的混乱,
confusion in mind and thought.
究竟主是不是真的来了呢?
In fact, has the Lord already come?
如果主真的是来了,
if he already came,
我们没有见到主,
we have not seen the Lord.
那会不会是?
Would it be?
主来过了, 但是主把我们撇下了。
The Lord came, yet he left us behind.
虽然保罗在前书第四章里边, 把被提的事情说得很清楚,
though in 1 Thessalonians, Paul clearly shares on this matter of rapture.
但是当这样的话一来的时候,
but when such words come,
好像眼见的环境,
seems like what they can see,
真的好像主把我们撇下,
truly seems as if the Lord have left us behind.
不单是这样,
not only that,
还有,
and
因为帖撒罗尼迦教会, 弟兄姊妹们, 从保罗离开他们以后, 所接受的难处, 却是一直在那里增加。
Because the brethren in Thessalonica, after Paul left them, the tribulation which they encounter is greatly, increases greatly.
就叫他们又会想到,
it also caused them to think of,
主如果一来,
if the Lord comes,
把属神的人提去,
and takes those who belong to God,
地上就开始灾难,
then tribulation would begin on
earth.
Now there are so many difficulties around us. It could be that tribulation has already come. Then within, they are afraid and doubtful. It seems as we have been left behind by the Lord.
前书, 送到帖撒罗尼迦以后,
that is after 1 Thessalonians was delivered to Thessalonica.
又在后书还没有写出来以前,
but before 2 Thessalonians was written,
在这一段的中间的时间里面所发生的那一种光景,
during that interval, those are some of the conditions that happened.
那感谢神,
but thank God,
保罗就在圣灵的引导的底下, 又再写后书,
Paul, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, again wrote 2 Thessalonians.
我们可以说整本的后书是围绕着关乎主再来的这一个中心点继续的交通。
You can say that the central theme of 2 Thessalonians surrounds the theme of the Lord's return to continue its sharing.
一面是交通到究竟主, 什么时候来?
On the one hand, it shares with us when will the Lord return.
也交通到,
it also shares
主来以后, 神的计划是怎样的一步一步的, 往前去,
that after the Lord returned, how will God's plan progress step by step?
让神的儿女比较更完整一点, 来认识主再来所引发的,
so that the children of God will have a more clear understanding of the Lord's return and what those that event will bring about.
明白了神的那个安排,
so that they know the arrangement of God.
那就不那么容易给仇敌似是而非的话来欺骗,
then they would not be so easily deceived by the seemingly correct words of the enemy.
那这个是后书里边的那个主题,
that is the theme of 2 Thessalonians.
那我们现在从后书里边开始,
now let us look into 2 Thessalonians.
那我们看第一章第一节,
let's look at chapter 1 verse 1.
第一章第一节跟前书的第一章第一节没有太大的差别,
there's not much great difference with chapter 1 verse 1 in 1st or 2 Thessalonians. You can say they're basically the same.
弟兄姊妹可以你看到, 一比较你就看到,
brothers and sisters, you can compare and tell.
几乎完全一样,
it is basically the same.
所不同的呢
？What is different？
就是那一个祝福的根据从哪里来
？It is where is the foundation of that blessing？
那我想和别虽然在读前书的时候，我们也稍微提了一下。
And even though we may mention somewhat when we study First Thessalonians，
但是在后书里边，我们看到圣灵借着保罗更加强的一点来说出一个事实。
But we can see the Holy Spirit through Paul even greatly more emphasizes of this fact.
那我们看前书。
If we look at First Thessalonians,
一章第一节
，Chapter 1, Verse 1.
保罗、希拉、提摩太写信给帖撒罗尼迦，在父神和主耶稣基督里的教会，愿恩惠平安归于你们。
Paul and Silas and Timothy unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ, grace be unto you.
那然后我们看后书。
And peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now in Second Thessalonians.
保罗、希拉、提摩太写信给帖撒罗尼迦，在神我们的父与主耶稣基督里的教会。
There reads chapter 1 verse 1 Paul and Silas and Timothy unto the church of the Thessalonians in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
愿恩惠平安从父神和主耶稣基督归于你们。
Grace unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
一个明显的差别就是把那一个恩惠和平安的源头在后书也很清明确的写下来。
There it tells us very clearly where is that greeting, that blessing for the foundation, the origin.
恩惠和平安
Grace and peace.
它是从父神和基督哪里显明的
They are manifested from God the Father and Christ.
也就是说出
It also points
toward 一切从父与子那里显出来的
All that is manifested from the Father and the Son
都是叫人领会到那是恩惠和平安的内容的
allows for man to understand that is the content of grace and peace
这也就是很明确的提醒神的儿女们把我们的眼睛固定在这一位坐宝座的和神的儿子耶稣基督
This clearly points for the children of God to focus their attention on God the Father who is on the throne and His Son.
那因此我们读后书的时候呢
Therefore, when we read 2 Thessalonians,
我们就特别留意到上面所提到的事
We can especially pay attention to the things mentioned.
这是前书也提到
They also mentioned in 1 Thessalonians.
我们读前书的时候也特别提到这一点
We especially also made mention of this point in 1 Thessalonians.
但是因着圣灵在这里让保罗多说了两句话
But because the Holy Spirit allows for Paul to speak even more here.
就叫第一节里面所说的那个事实就有了更深一层的体会要叫我们去接受
Thus it allows for us to have a deeper understanding of what's said in verse 1 for us to come to understand.
那弟兄姊妹你特别留意这里。
Brothers and sisters, especially pay attention to this. He says,
教会,
he says to church,
教会是在神和主耶稣基督里的。
The church that is in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这里面给我们很明确的看到一件事。
Here it clearly shows us one thing.
教会是谁的？
Who does the church belong to?
这是很多神的儿女们很容易忽略的。
This is something many children of God are careless about.
因为我们觉得教会嘛就是如果说在 San Bruno 这里聚会的教会。
For example, if we gather here in San Bruno,
就是我们这些人嘛。
It means that all of us will gather here.
所以我这个教会就是我们的嘛。
So then this church is ours.
但是我们读圣经。
But when we read the Bible,
你从来没有一个地方可以看到说教会是属于一些人的。
There's not one place you can read that the church belongs to any group or individual.
说到教会的时候，是说到教会是一批人。
When it speaks of the church, yes, the church is a group of people.
但是翻过来的时候呢?
But when you turn that around,
神的话从来不说 既然是这一批人组成教会，
since it's that group of people that make up the church,
所以教会就是他们的。
Therefore, the church belongs to them.
圣经从来没有这个意思给我们去理解。
The Bible never shows us that meaning.
所以但是在这我们平常习惯上说我们的教会我们的教会。
But for us, in our habit, we always say our church, our church.
你们的教会你们的教会。
Your church, your church.
他们的教会他们的教会。
Or their church, their church.
那我们平常口头上是习惯这样说了。
By word, we get into a habit of saying that.
那弟兄姊妹如果我们回到神的话的里面去的时候。
But brothers and sisters, when we return to the word of God,
我们就很清楚地看到。
Very clearly we can see.
神从来没有让我们看见。教会是属于任何人的。
God has never shown us that the church belongs to any individual.
因为教会是神的。
Because the church belongs to God.
是在父神。
It is in God, our Father.
也在基督里面的。
And also in Christ.
所以我们从圣经里面，你一直是看到。要么是说是神的教会，要么说是基督的教会，或者是基督的众教会。一提到教会的时候，总是把那一个教会是属于谁的那个事情，一点都不含糊的。
So whenever the church is mentioned in the scriptures, it is never unclear. It always says it's the church of God or the church of Christ or the many churches of Christ.
那弟兄姊妹也许就会问了。
Therefore, brothers and sisters might ask,
这有什么了不起吗？
What's so great about that?
你说我们的教会跟神的教会跟基督的教会是有那么严格的真理的要求在里面吗？
When we say, is our church or the church of Christ or the church of God, is there such a strict requirement of the truth within that?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们不能不说清楚。
We must be clear.
你要是知道教会是谁的，
if you realize who the church belongs to,
那因此我们在教会的建造的过程里，
then in the process of the edification of the church,
就不管你走在平顺的路上，
whether the way be smooth,
或者走在困惑的路上，
or the path be rough,
甚至是走在患难的路上，
or even in difficulty,
你里面都非常的平稳，
within we're very stable,
因为你晓得一件事，
because we realize one thing,
教会是神的，
the church belongs to God,
教会是基督的，
the church is Christ,
他们会负教会的一切的责任，
that they will be responsible for the full responsibility of the church,
我们只是教会里头的组成教会的一份子一份子。
We're merely members, units that make up the church.
我们虽然对在教会里头，在侍奉的事上面，我们有责任。
Though we have our responsibility in service to the church,
但是对教会本身来说，
but to the church herself,
我们负不起什么责任。
We cannot bear any responsibility.
因为能负那个责任的，
because the one who is able to bear that responsibility,
只有父神和主的自己。
Is only God the Father and the Lord himself.
那弟兄姊妹，如果我们能体会到这一点，
Now brothers and sisters, we can understand that point.
我们就不会轻浮这个事实。
Then we would not be careless about this fact.
我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书和后书都一样。
When we see 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, it is the same.
帖撒罗尼迦教会建立过来的时候，只不过是很短很短的时间。
After the church of the Thessalonians was established, it was only for a very short period of time.
我们说过大概十几天到二十几天是这个范围里头的事。
We have mentioned it was only in the days in the teens or maybe a few weeks.
那他们就已经开始忍受各种各样因为跟随主而引发的患难。
They already began to suffer tribulation because they believe in the Lord.
就说你看那么短的时间就引来那么许多难当的重担。
Brothers and sisters, you can realize under such a short period of time they have so much difficulty and burdens.
如果这一位神是真的，
If this God is true,
怎么他会允许我们经过难处呢？
Why would it be he would allow for us to go through hardship?
谁敢碰这一位神呢?
Who would dare come in to touch this God?
如果他是真的，就谁都不敢碰他。
If he is true, no one would come there touch him.
但现在我们信主， 那么短的时间就马上发觉我们受了许许多多的困扰。
But even under such a short period of time after we believe in the Lord, we discover we have so much difficulty.
而主好像也没有给我们看见有一个平静的日子在前头。
It seems as if the Lord does not show us days of peace ahead.
那这一位神会不会是真的呢？
Then truly, would this God be real?
那这种疑惑在我们里面就出现了。
Now such doubt would arise in us.
但感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
帖撒罗尼迦的教会当时在一个延续的下去的难处的里边，他们没有怀疑主。
As the church of the Thessalonians continue on in this process, they did not doubt the Lord.
但是他们对主所做的事情没有完全在认识上有把握。
But they do not have a complete assurance in what the Lord has done.
所以心思上就发生了难处。
So in their mind and thought, they have this difficulty.
圣灵就借着保罗，一开头就把他们带回。你要看见教会是谁负责。
Therefore, at the very beginning, Paul brings them back to see who is responsible for the church.
教会是神的教会。
The church belongs to God.
教会是基督的教会。
The church belongs to Christ.
负责的是他们俩。
They are the two who are responsible for the church.
我们只是在他面前，在他们面前蒙恩的一群。
We are only a group who is bestowed upon, graced upon by them.
那这个最表面给我们接触到的一个事实。
That is a fact that we can encounter on the very surface.
但是还不停在这里。
But it not only remains there.
我们在深入的去领会一下。
If we look deeper into it,
这里又给我们看到一些。
Here it also shows us some other things.
教会是在父里面。
The church is in God the Father.
也是在基督里面。
And also in Christ.
如果用普通的话来说。
If we use common words.
教会是给父和基督围绕起来的。
The church is completely surrounded by God the Father and Christ.
因为教会是在他们里面。
Because the church is in them.
弟兄姊妹，你知道什么叫做在里面，你就知道这个围绕的事实。
Brothers and sisters, if you know what it means to be in, then you know the fact of this surrounding.
我们是在里头。
We are in the.
神和基督是在外头。
Christ and God is outside.
他们把我们围绕起来。
And they surround us completely.
也可以说是他们把我们完全的包裹起来。
They have completely wrapped us up.
那弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
如果
If,
我们能看到这一点
we're able to see that point,
那你就任凭外面有再多的风浪
then even if there are more waves externally,
你就任凭在外面有更多的扰乱
even if there's more disruption externally,
都不能摇动我们跟随主的那一个心思
there's nothing that would shake our thought, our heart of following the Lord.
因为所有外面的风浪也好搞扰也好他如果不能穿透过神和基督，就不能碰到我们。
Because all the storm and disruption externally, if they cannot break through God and Christ, then they would not harm us.
如果能碰到我们的事情，它必定是穿透过基督和神的。
If those things that can touch us, it must have gone through God and Christ.
那我们也就看见，如果神不允许，什么事情都不能发生在我们身上。
Thus, we're also able to see if God does not allow it, nothing will happen to us.
那弟兄姊妹，这就是很大的一件事。
Brothers and sisters, that's something great.
神的儿女在神面前走的。平稳不平稳，不在乎环境平稳不平稳。
God's children before His presence, whether they can be stable on their way, is not depending on the external circumstances.
而是在乎我们里面那个看见，肯定不肯定。
But it's dependent upon our assurance within if we have that vision.
那这样弟兄姊妹，你就看到一件事来了。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, you can see one thing.
父与子
，the Father and the Son，
比教会都大
is greater than the church.
所以教会才能在他们的里面。
Therefore, then the church can be in them.
既然父与子比教会大
since the Father and the Son are greater than the church,
所以他们就把我们放在他们里面。
Therefore, they have placed us in them.
还有
，and
而他们自己也充满在教会里面。
They themselves are also They also fill the church.
这是给我们从福音书上一直到书信里面，我们都看到这一个属灵的事实。
That is a spiritual truth that we can see throughout the Gospels, even in the epistles.
主说到父借着子和圣灵在我们里面。
The Lord says that God the Father through the Lord and the Spirit dwells in us.
我们也借着子也在父里面。
And through the Son, we are also in the Father.
弟兄姊妹，我们读那个约翰福音十七章的时候，我们就很明确的看到我们的主这样说。
Brothers and sisters, when we read the Gospel according to John chapter 17, we can see the Lord say that very clearly.
主不但是在那里只说一遍。
The Lord not only spoke once there.
主反复的在那里说。
But repeatedly he says,
只在父里面。
The Son is in the Father.
父在子里面。
The Father is in the Son.
我们也在子里面。
And we are also in the Son.
我们也在父里面。
We are also in the Father.
父也在我们里面。
And the Father is also in us.
弟兄姊妹，当我们能掌握到这一个属灵的事实的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when we grasp this spiritual fact,
我们就看到我们是何等的平稳在父和主的手里。
Then we can see how firm we are in the hands of God the Father and Jesus the Son.
那这是第二点。
That's the second point.
那还有第三点。
A third point.
我们如果再往深处去领会的话，
If we look even deeper,
那既然教会是在父和子的里边，
Since the church is in God the Father and Jesus the Son,
那也就是说，
Then that also means,
教会应当是父与子的那个见证的发表。
The church ought to be the manifestation of the testimony of God the Father and the Son.
那人看到教会的时候，
When man looks at the church,
他们不应该只看见一堆人在那里。
They should not only see a group of people there.
他们也会在这一堆人的里边看见父，也看见子。
They ought also to be able to see the Father and the Son from this group of people.
因为教会是在父和子里面嘛。
Because the church is in the Father and the Son.
你能看到里面的东西，你没有办法说你没有看见外面的那个东西。
If you're able to see what is within, then there's no way that you cannot see what is without.
弟兄姊妹们，我们是在感谢神。
Brothers and sisters, indeed we praise and thank God.
圣灵借着保罗在这里把教会的那个实际的光景很简单的几句话就向我们说明了。
The Holy Spirit speaks very clearly through Paul, just through simple words, to show us the condition of the church.
就说出了教会究竟该是怎么一个模样，摆在地上就叫做准确。
To express to us how the church should be accurately displayed on earth.
教会在摆出这样的一个准确的样式的时候，
and when the church displays such an accurate image,
他们也不需要背重担。
They would not bear a heavy burden.
因为虽然那个事情是很大，
though even though this condition is very great,
但是那个责任却是在父和子的身上。
Yet that responsibility is upon the Father and the Son.
我们是在感谢神。
Indeed, we thank God.
许多的时候我们很忽略准确的去认识神所安排的教会。
Many times we neglect the church that God arranges for us.
因为我们太容易是留意到一堆人和他们所做的。
Because so easily we focus on a group of people and what that group does.
但是回到神的话里面去的时候，
But when we return to the word of God,
我们就很清楚地看见
We are able to see clearly
神要得着一堆人，
God wants to gain a group of people,
用着这一堆人来承受他们所有，
and to use this group of people to gain, to gain them,
也发表他们的所事，
and to also, to gain them to manifest who God is and what He has done.
我不知道当时帖撒罗尼迦的教会的弟兄姊妹们接到保罗这两封书信的时候，
I don't know for the brothers and sisters at Thessalonica when they received these letters from Paul.
他们念下来，
when they read it.
念到在父神和基督耶稣里的教会，
When they read this part that they are in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ,
愿恩惠平安从父神和主耶稣基督归于你们的时候，他们的感觉是怎样？
What they're feeling is when they read grace unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们今天读到这些话的时候
，But for us today when we read it，
我们应该是有感觉的。
We should have a lot of feeling.
尤其是我们知道帖撒罗尼迦教会的经历。
Especially we know of the experience of the church in Thessalonica.
因为当他们接受这两封书信的时候，我已经。跟弟兄姊妹们提好多遍。
Because when they receive these two letters, I mentioned to you repeatedly already.
距离他们信主的那个时候，只不过两三个月的时间。
From the time when they receive these letters, it's only about 2 or 3 months after they believe in the Lord.
是那么短促的时间。
It is in such a short period of time.
他们在主面前所领会的、所看见的，已经是到了这样。
Before the Lord, what they saw and what they understood was already to that point.
这是真的是提醒我们。
Indeed, that reminds us.
属灵的认识，你说它快，它是可以很快。
In spiritual understanding, to be quick, it can be very quick.
你说它不能快，它也，在实际的情况上面来说，也真的是不快。
You say it is very slow. In reality, it could be very slow.
有些人信了主10年8年，他还是模模糊糊的。
Some have believed in the Lord for a decade and they're still very confused.
但是有些神的儿女们，他们信了主的时间并不太长久，但是他们里面很明亮。
But for the children of God, some have believed in Him for a very short period of time, yet they're very clear within.
那如果跟帖撒罗尼迦教会来做一个比较
，Now if we compare to the church in Thessalonica,
我们就能看见
，Then we're able to see.
属灵的认识绝不受我们信主的年日长短来影响。
Spiritual understanding is not confined in the period that we have believed in the Lord, whether it is long or short.
并不是说你信了主20年，你的认识一定是很丰富。
It does not mean that if you believe in the Lord for 20 years, your understanding will be very full.
也不能说你信了主才不过半年，你懂什么。
It would not also mean that if you believe in the Lord only half a year, you would understand nothing.
这些话都不能说的。
We cannot say any of those.
你看帖撒罗尼迦教会就知道。
When we see the church in Thessalonica, we realize.
肯定他们没有半年的时间。
It would not be half a year since they believe in the Lord.
但他们里面很明亮。
Yet they're very enlightened within.
里面明亮，能多认识主和他的事，这个是正常的。
It is normal for them to be enlightened in this way, to know the Lord and His matter.
经过一个很长的时间，对主还是模模糊糊，这个是不正常的。
Now, even through a very long period of time, yet we're still very dim and confused about the Lord's matter. That is not normal.
会不会是神偏待人呢？
You say, is that because God is is partial?
他特别恩待这些人，所以就给他们多知道一些。
He shows favoritism to this group, so he shows them even more.
他不怜悯那些人，所以那些人怎么样，他们都是迷迷糊糊。
He does not mercy have upon that group, so no matter how they are, they're still very confused.
弟兄姊妹们，这个话也是不能说的。
Those words are also incorrect.
因为主的话明明告诉我们说神并不偏待人。
Because his words clearly tell us he is not partial.
既然神不偏待人，为什么会发生那样的差别呢？
If he does not show favoritism, how come there is that difference?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你读帖撒罗尼迦前书跟后书。
When we read first and second Thessalonians,
你就找到答案了。
Then we can find the answer.
那答案在哪里呢？
Where is the answer?
你看到帖撒罗尼迦教会的弟兄姊妹们向保罗所提的问题。
You can see then from the brethren in Thessalonica what are the questions they ask Paul.
他们所提的问题都是神所要做成的关键的事情。
The questions which they ask Paul, the very key, the crucial question, what God wants to do.
我们常常发觉这样的事情。
Many times we discover this.
尤其是我有机会常常到外面跟外面的弟兄姊妹们有接触。
Especially I can travel and I can meet brothers and sisters elsewhere.
那这种光景就更明确了。
That condition is even more evident.
有一些称为基督徒的聚会。
There are some places of worship that are Christian.
那我很坦白的说了。
Now plainly I can say.
我去了一次我就不想去第二次。
When I go there once, I don't even want to return again.
为什么呢？
Why?
问题很简单。
The issue is very simple.
因为在那里的称为基督徒的人， 你不说他没有信主，他们是实在是信主。
Because the group that are called Christians there, if you say they don't believe in the Lord, but in fact they do.
但是他们虽然是信了主,
though they believe in the Lord,
只是他们却没有一个追求更深认识主的心。
But yet they don't have a heart that wants to pursue a deeper understanding of the Lord.
他们只是好像在那里维持一个基督教的工作。
It seems as if they're only sustaining the work of Christianity there.
那所以 在那里你所碰到的各样，从表面上看来， 他们都做。
So all the things that you encountered there, it seems on the surface they all do.
但是你在他们中间， 你就感觉有一样的缺乏。
But yet in their midst, you discover this is missing.
缺乏什么呢？
What is that lack?
你就没有感觉主的同在。
You do not feel the presence of the Lord.
你就没有感觉主在那里做工。
You do not feel the Lord working there.
所以在那里和弟兄姊妹们交通呢，好像被重担那个样子。
So when you share with the brethren there, it seems like there is a heavy burden.
我不是说他们被重担了，是说我被重担。
I'm not saying that they're bearing a heavy burden. I'm saying I'm bearing a heavy burden.
在那里交通，
you share there.
话语出去了，
the words go out.
好像在他们当中有一堵墙在那里。
It seems as if there's a wall there.
你话语不能越过那堵墙。
It seems like the words cannot break through that wall.
碰到那一堵墙，那些话都反弹回来。
It seems like when the words hit that wall, it bounces back.
事实上，他们没有说什么话。
In fact, they didn't say anything.
但是你里面就有感觉。
But within, you have that feeling.
你在那里交通的时候，
you're sharing there.
那些话语好像落在虚空的里面。
The word seemed to fall into space somewhere, don't know where it has gone.
但是有一些聚会呢,
but in some gatherings, after you go there once, you're so hopeful that the Lord gives you another chance to go there.
你还愿意说主啊，你愿意要我去的话，我还愿意继续去。
When you're there the second time, if you say, if the Lord's willing, I want to go there again, why is that?
那弟兄姊妹不是为了什么?
Brothers and sisters, for no other reason.
在那里, 有交通的时候,
is because when you have fellowship there, you truly feel there is fellowship there.
弟兄姊妹，你懂得什么叫交通？
Brothers and sisters, you realize what fellowship means.
交通不是单向行车,
fellowship is not just a one-way street.
交通就是一来一往。
Fellowship is a two-way street.
我们跟神交通是我们往神那去，神也到我们这里来。
When we fellowship with God, we have fellowship with Him, He has fellowship with us.
我们跟神的儿女们交通也是我们到神的儿女们那里去，神的儿女们也到我们这里来。
When we fellowship with God's children, we share with them and they also share with us.
那意思你在这样的情形底下来服侍的时候，
therefore when you serve under that circumstance,
你觉得非常的愉快的，
you feel very joyful,
你觉得非常的喜乐的，
you feel very released.
不是因为你的话出去，
it's not that your words go out, they will obey. It's not that they obey clearly.
但是你晓得,
but you realize,
当你交通的话出去的时候,
when your words are shared,
你灵里面感觉有共鸣在哪里,
in your spirit, you feel there's an echo or response there.
虽然他们没有说话,
so they have unspoken.
但是你晓得在他们那里不仅是 在吸收了那个交通，并且还有回应的。
But you know they have absorbed that sharing and they also have a response.
在这种的光景的底下，
and in that condition,
弟兄姊妹你就发觉一件事情了。
You discover one thing, brothers and sisters. When we go out to serve,
好像是我们在那里服侍他们。
It seems like we're serving them.
但事实上呢，
but in fact,
我们在服侍的里边，
in service,
我们也同时在那里接受了他们的服侍。
At the same time, we're also receiving their service.
弟兄姊妹，这个属灵的事实，
brothers and sisters, that's a spiritual fact. When you experience it, you'll know.
你不一定说你要站在讲台上，你讲别人听。
It's not that you're standing on the pulpit, you speak and others listen.
你只是参加的聚会，你就能知道了。
Even when you attend a meeting, you will know. In some meetings, you feel very bound.
有一些聚会,
in some meetings, you set yourself free.
有一些聚会,
some meetings, you feel very cold.
有一些聚会,
in some meetings, you feel very full.
弟兄姊妹们，这虽然都是感觉上的一些,
brothers and sisters,
一些光景,
even though there are conditions that are feelings, but within, behind those feelings, there is substance there.
说出的那里的弟兄姊妹们，他们在主面前成长的好的那一个原因。
That speaks of the reason why the brethren in Thessalonica for their good growth.
那个愿意是什么?
What is that reason?
非常的简单的,
it's very simple.
他们愿意寻求更多的认识主,
they're willing to seek even a deeper understanding of the Lord.
顺利看到前书跟后书,
so when you see 1st and 2nd Thessalonians,
严格说起来是保罗回答他们的问题,
to be strict, it is Paul answering their question.
这是问题是,
these questions were first posed by the brethren in Thessalonica. When they make these questions,
保罗就回,
Paul answers these questions. But these questions are not a general question. In the will of God, these are crucial questions. For example, in 1 Thessalonians we read a very outstanding question. That is the question of rapture.
我信主,
I believe in the Lord.
参加一个聚会,
I went to a fellowship
差不多有10年,
for about 10 years.
10年的里边,
within those 10 years,
我根本就不知道什么叫做被提,
I had no idea what rapture is.
我连听也没有听过这个词,
I have never even heard of this term.
究竟是怎么一回事, 我也不知道,
I have no idea what that is about.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我说的我从前起初信主的时候所在的那个聚会,
I'm speaking of the gathering I was in when I believe in the Lord.
在广州还是算是一个有点名堂的聚会,
you can consider that a more famous place of gathering in Guangzhou.
如果说是一个比较还算是比较有点名堂的聚会里头的情形是如此,
now you say if that's the condition in a place of gathering in Guangzhou that is more famous,
那其他的你就知道光景是如何,
then what about the condition that is elsewhere?
我差不多10年在那里边,
for about 10 years there,
不要说被提这个事情没有听过,
not only this matter of rapture I have never heard of,
连得救的这个事还是从外边听回来的,
even this matter of being saved I've heard elsewhere,
还是从另外的一些弟兄姊妹们那里接触过来的,
it is something I encounter through other brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹你就可以想象,
then brothers and sisters,
如果像这样的 基督徒的聚会,
then you can just imagine in a such a Christian gathering,
你怎么盼望这个教会是长成的呢?
How would you hope for this gathering to grow?
你怎么能盼望这个教会里面有属灵的实际的呢?
How could it be that there's spiritual reality in this gathering?
我们承认我们也并不是比别人强,
we confess we're not stronger than others,
但最低限度,
but at the very least,
一些关于主的事情, 我们该有兴趣,
there are some things regarding the Lord's matter we should have interest in.
如果对主的事情没有兴趣,
if we have no interest in the Lord's matters,
那我们信主干什么呢?
Then why do we believe in the Lord?
我们常常跑到礼拜堂去聚会又是目的又是为什么?
What is the purpose of our going to worship?
弟兄姊妹, 这样你就看到了,
brothers and sisters, then we can see
那个问题在什么地方?
Where the issue is.
神的儿女, 如果他们实在有一个心思去 追求更深的认识主,
the children of God, if indeed they have a heart to seek to know the Lord even more,
那他们就是向主打开了门,
then they have completely opened the door to the Lord,
主就在他们中间做工,
then the Lord will work in their midst,
圣灵就在他们中间有光照, 有启示, 有带领,
the Holy Spirit will work and will guide and reveal.
那这样的神的儿女, 他们对属灵的事情就认识也并且是慢慢的老练,
then the children of God would have understanding and would become experienced.
如果不是这样,
if that's not the case,
那就是向主关了门,
then it would have closed the door to the Lord.
主没有在那里做工,
the Lord cannot work there.
人做来做去做都是做人的工,
no matter what man does, it is man's work.
难怪10年、20年、30年这样的过去,
no wonder one decade, two decades, three decades,
人对主的认识仍然是一片的模糊,
man's understanding of the Lord is still so dim and confused. We thank the Lord. When the Holy Spirit remains behind 1st and Thessalonians to us,
神要我们看见的事。
Indeed, we're able to see what God wants us to see.
帖撒罗尼迦是一个非常年轻的教会。
The church in Thessalonica is a very young church.
在主里边的年龄是非常的短少，短小的。
The days in the Lord is very short.
短少，短少的很。
Very, very short.
但是感谢主
But thank the Lord.
因着他们向着主的有寻求
Because they have a pursuit before the Lord.
主把他们带到一个属灵的认识的那个丰富的里头
The Lord brings them into a rich understanding of himself.
虽然他们因着追求认识主的丰富而引发好些心思上的困难
And even though because of their seeking after the Lord, they have many difficulty in their heart and mind.
但是这些困难并没有叫他们
But these difficulties did not cause them to retreat.
反倒催逼他们更多的来到主的面前。
Yet it pushes them even more before the Lord's presence.
这就是帖撒罗尼迦教会蒙恩的秘诀。
That is the secret, the mystery of their receiving grace.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们看到帖撒罗尼迦后书开头的那个这两节经文的时候
When we see the first two verses in 2 Thessalonians
引起我们去留意到那么严肃的一个属灵的光景
It leads us to understand such a serious spiritual condition
那好我们开始真实的进入帖撒罗尼迦后书
Now we will enter into 2 Thessalonians
那从第三节开始
Starting from verse 3
保罗就跟他们说了一些话
Paul says some words to them
这些话
These words,
一面是肯定他们在主面前的追求的经历
On the one hand, it confirms their experience of pursuit before God.
一面也印证他们追求的目标和方向
On the other hand, it also confirms the goal and direction of their pursuit.
我们感谢主
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，你看前书的时候
Brothers and sisters, when you see 1 Thessalonians,
第一章就告诉我们说
Chapter 1 tells us,
他们信主不久就已经落到大难中。
Not long after they believed in the Lord, they were in great tribulation.
但是他们在大难中还是蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐而领受了真道。
Even in their great tribulation, they also have the joy from the Holy Spirit and receive the truth.
以致他们在马其顿和亚该亚所有信主的人的当中成了一个见证，成了一个榜样。
So that they become examples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia.
那用现在的话来说，就是在如今的整个希腊的那一个地方上面，成了主很明显的一个见证。
In today's words, they have become very clear testimony in the entire region of Greece.
现在后书。的时候
Now in 2 Thessalonians,
当中相差是很短的时间，一两个月的时间。
Though it is only a short period in between, 1 or 2 months.
但是你留意
But pay attention.
保罗给他们的肯定
The confirmation which Paul gives to them.
保罗说：“弟兄们，我们该为你们常常感谢神，这本是合宜的。”
Paul says, "We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, that it is meet."
为什么是合宜的呢
？Why is it meet?
他就说了
He says.
因为
Because
你们的信心格外增长，并且你们众人彼此相爱的心也都充足。
That your faith grow exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other abounds.
为什么是这样呢
？Why is it that way？
就是因为那第就谈到第四节。
Now we go to verse 4。
就是因为你们在所受的一切逼迫患难中，仍旧存忍耐和信心。
For your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that ye endure.
感谢赞美我们的主。
Praise and thank our Lord.
神的儿女们在神面前的站立。
The children of God in His presence, they have stood.
神知道的。
God knows.
神纪念的。
God remembers.
神数算的。
God counts.
神肯定的。
God confirms.
神也借着这一些的难处。
And also through these persecutions,
叫教会受了造就。
The church can be edified.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你留意这里的话说得很清楚。
Pay attention to these words here, very clear.
信心的增长。
Their faith grow exceedingly.
爱心的充足。
Their charity abounds.
他们的忍耐。
Their patience.
那也就是说他们停留在一个荣耀的指望的光景里。
So that means they remain in a glorious hope.
与他们所接受的 难处连在一起。
Is connected to their persecution which they endure.
这不仅是在帖撒罗尼迦教会是这样。
Not only in Thessalonica.
整个教会历史给我们所看见的都是这样。
Throughout church history, we can see that.
我们所近的是我们比较熟悉的。
In recent history,
许多神的儿女们。
Many children of God.
从海外回到中国。
When we return overseas to China.
他们看到。
They are able,
神在中国所做的工
They're able to see that the work that God does in China.
他们都承认一件事
They all confess one thing.
如果说真理上的认识大陆上的基督徒是比较缺欠一点
In the understanding of truth, comparatively, the brethren there are more lacking.
但是你若是看爱主的心跟随主的那一个忠诚
But the sincerity they have in following the Lord, the love they have in following the Lord,
经历主的信实
their experience of the Lord,
海外的基督徒慢慢的怎么样也跟不上
The brethren overseas, no matter how hard they strive, they cannot even come close to that.
为什么跟不上呢
Why is that?
海外太安逸了。
It's because there's too much peace and rest overseas.
太平静了。
It's too much security.
好像你有主。
It seems as if
好像没有增加什么。
If we have the Lord, that does not add anything to us.
好像没有主。
If we don't have the Lord,
也缺少不了什么。
It does not mean we lack anything.
那因此对主的追求、爱慕、认识、经历就停记在那里。
Therefore, our love, our desire, our experience, our pursuit of the Lord is stale.
那弟兄姊妹，我们感谢谁
Brothers and sisters, we praise and thank God. The church in Thessalonica.
他们是在患难当中长成的
That they are growing in persecution.
患难没有叫他们退后
Persecution did not cause them to retreat.
把他们更多的推到主的面前
Yet persecution even pushed them forward toward the Lord even more.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那因着这样的一件事情
Because of this,
神借着保罗在这里给他们肯定了他们所追求的准确。
God through Paul confirms their pursuit is correct.
啊，他们在神面前的那一个光景是蒙数算、蒙纪念的。
Their condition before God is counted and remembered.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
你就留意到
You can take note
圣灵在这里给他们指出
Here the Holy Spirit points forth to them
他们这样的为主忍受患难仍然站住他们的目的是什么
What their purpose is for still standing firmWhile suffering persecution, we thank God.
圣灵说的话说得很清楚的
The words of the Holy Spirit are very clear.
没有说得很深奥，叫人拐了几个弯还不知道他说什么。
It is not deep that we make a few turns, yet we don't know what it is speaking about.
圣灵的话说得很清楚。
The Holy Spirit speaks very clearly.
我们留意第五节。
Let's pay attention to verse 5.
那就说这种光景。
This condition,
就刚才我提到的那些光景
the condition which we just mentioned,
这正是神公义判断的明证
which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God,
叫你们可算配得神的国
that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God,
你们就是为这国受苦
for which ye also suffered,
清楚不清楚
is it very clear, brothers and sisters?
很多人以为信主是为了得着地上的祝福。
Many think that when they believe in the Lord, it is for the earthly blessing.
但是许许多多的事实给我们看到，我们信主在地上，我们不敢说没有得着地上的祝福。
But so many facts show us, even though we dare not say that we do not have earthly blessings,
但是我们不能不说。
But we cannot but acknowledge.
许多时候我们是看见作为一个神的儿女们为着神的缘故接受难处比接受祝福多在我们的眼中看来
It seems like in our sight to be his child means that we receive more suffering and persecution than we receive blessing
你说怎么可以是这样呢？
And you question, how can that be?
我们信神，我们就是要寻求祝福嘛。
We believe God, we want to seek after blessing.
我们就是寻求好处嘛。
We want to seek for goodness.
怎么信主了，那么结果还是给我们增加难处呢？
Why is I believe in the Lord, now my persecutions are even greater?
许多时候神的儿女们在这个点上没有看清楚。
Many times the children of God did not see clearly on this point.
原因就他们以为
The reason is because they think
就好像在地上接受其他的一些一般的宗教一样。
That when they believe in the Lord, it's just like a common religion they accept on earth.
人家就说，哎，宗教是不错，宗教是不错的，因为都是叫人行善。
Others would claim that religion is good because it teaches you to do good.
但是信宗教的人却不是这样想。
But yet those who believe in religion does not think that way.
说宗教都是叫人行善的，那是不信宗教的人讲的。
Those who say that religion teaches you to do good are those who don't believe in religion.
但是信宗教的人他们不讲这个的。
But those who believe in religion don't say that.
信宗教的人是说我们信宗教我们是要寻求福气的。
They believe in religion, they say we believe in the religion because we want blessing.
我们不寻求今生的福气也要寻求来生的福气的。
We are not seeking after only this blessing but also the blessing to come.
但是你碰到基督徒。
But when you encounter Christians,
哎呀你真正的在那里跟随主
When you truly follow the Lord
你眼睛所看的心里所想的却不是属地的祝福
The things you can see with your eyes and the things you think in your heart is not the earthly blessing
甚至根本就不是在那里留意祝福的这件事情
You're not even there noticing this matter of blessing
虽然我们说神给我们的祝福是远超过我们所求所想。
Though we say the blessing we receive from God surpasses what we ask for or imagine.
但是我们的眼目和我们的心思却不是停留在那个祝福或是不是祝福的这世上。
But our mind and thought, our heart is not remaining behind on whether that is a blessing or not.
我们的心思却是停留在神喜悦或是不喜悦上。
Our mind and thought is focused on whether it is pleasing to God or not.
弟兄姊妹们，这个就是我，就是基督徒跟其他宗教的很多的不一样的地方之一。
Brothers and sisters, this is only one of the very things that are different from Christians than other religions.
你也就看到为什么信主的人好像比不信主的人多受难处。
Then it seems like those who believe in the Lord suffer even more than those who don't believe in the Lord.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
主在这里让神的儿女们看到。
The Lord shows his children here.
我们接受主。
We receive the Lord.
我们跟随主。
We follow the Lord.
不是为着属地的祝福。
It is not for earthly blessing.
乃是为着让神的国。
It is so that the kingdom of God can become finished.
也让我们去得着神的国。
And that we can also gain God's kingdom.
说明确一点。
To be more clear.
是让神的旨意可以在地上成全。
So that the will of God can be done on earth.
我们有些时候对自己的感觉有点迷惑。
Sometimes we're very abstract on how we feel.
你说我们跟那些不认识神的人都是一样的人呢？为什么我们就是常常做那些人以为我所认为我们是做了那个糊涂事
？We are the same like those who don't believe. Why is it that others sometimes think we have done something foolish？
不说是糊涂事，也说是很笨的事。
Even if it's not something foolish, it's not something wise.
我们可以随便在享用地上的好处，你们基督徒就。就是聚会
We can enjoy all the things of the earth. Yet you Christians,
you pray,
you read the Bible, you have fellowship, you go to worship.
把那些我可以享乐的时间都用光了
So all the time you can use to enjoy yourself, you have spent it all.
你们基督徒活着有什么意思
So what is the purpose, the meaning of your life for Christians?
不是很苦恼吗
Isn't a lot of sorrow?
如果我们灵里面不是苏醒的话
Now if we're not alert in our spirit,
我们也觉得我们真是很笨
We would also feel, yes, we're very foolish.
为什么我们会这样
Why is it we're this way?
感谢神
But thank God.
从我们蒙恩的开头
and even at the beginning of our receiving of grace
神已经把我们摆在另外 的一个位置上。
God already placed us in a different position.
就我们的心慢慢对地上的事情就淡下去了。
So that our heart draws cold to the things of the earth.
我不是说对地上的事情没有兴趣。
I'm not saying we have no interest of the things of the earth.
但是我们的确是发觉。
But we do feel.
对地上的事情慢慢我们就淡下去。
Slowly, the things of the earth will grow cold and dim.
从前我们觉得没有这些我们是损失很大。
Previously, we feel I am a great loss if I don't have those things.
慢慢就觉得。
Gradually we'll feel
有也好没也好无所谓了。
Whether I have it or not is fine.
再过些时候
some time passes.
哎呀你说没有那些事情我才轻松了。
It is even better for me not to have those.
那这么有时候我们也真觉得这为什么我们会做这样人以为很笨的事情。
Brothers and sisters, yes, at times we'll feel, why is it that I'm doing things that others would think as foolish?
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
在帖撒罗尼迦这一封书信的里头
In this epistle to Thessalonica,
神给我们指出
God points out for us
我们所追求的
What we pursue
究竟是怎么回事
What is it about?
哥罗西书给我们看
Colossians shows us
救恩是把我们从黑暗的权势那里牵出来
Salvation has translated us out of the power of darkness.
牵到哪里呢
Where has it translated us into? Translate us into the kingdom of his dear son.
是把我们牵到爱子的国里。
Has translated us into the kingdom of the dear son.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神是把我们整个的迁移了一个位置。
God has completely translated us into another position.
从属地的迁移到属天的。
From earthly to heavenly.
从黑暗的权势迁到爱子的国。
From the power of darkness to the kingdom of the beloved.
从受捆绑的里面迁移到一个完全的释放的光景里。
From bondage to complete liberty.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
现在神就让我们看见。
Now God shows us.
在我们跟随主的路上。
On the way we follow the Lord.
在我们追求成长的路上。
As we pursue to grow and mature.
虽然是主允许许多的难处碰上我们。
Though the Lord has allowed for many difficulties to encounter us.
但是这一切却是造就了我们。叫我们配得着神的国。
Yet all these things have edified us that we will be worthy of the kingdom of God.
弟兄姊妹，你留意神的灵在这里说的话。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to the Spirit of God and the words here.
这是叫你们可以配得神的国。
So that you can be counted worthy for the kingdom of God.
首先就说出。
First it speaks of.
我们原来是不配得着神的国的。
Originally, we are not worthy for the kingdom of God.
但是神现在借着各种各样的难处。
But now God, through different circumstances,
在那里拆毁我们。
He breaks us.
在那里造就我们。
He edifies us.
在那里粉碎我们。
He shatters us.
又在那里建立我们。
And there he also establishes us.
乃是为着要叫我们。
In order for us,
配得神的国
to be worthy for the kingdom of God.
弟兄姊妹，你就看到这里面的一个很重要的一个点。
Brothers and sisters, you see a very clear point, important point here.
我们是不配的，原来。
Originally, we're not worthy.
但神现在叫我们配。
But now God causes us to be worthy.
你说我们怎么不配呢？
You say, how come we're not worthy?
这个问题是简单的很。
That is very simple.
神是永远的
God is eternal
神的国是永远的
His kingdom is eternal
我们却是短暂的
We are temporal
把你一个短暂的人扔放在那个永远的地永远的光景里
Now if you put someone who is temporal in that eternal condition
那个永远也不会叫你这个短暂成了永远
That matter of eternity would not cause your temporalness
to be eternal
你到了要朽坏
的时候你还是朽坏掉
When we will corrupt we will become corruptible
光是这样你就不配了
Even from that we are not worthy
那我们是会衰残的。
That we will rot.
我们甚至说我们是卑微的。
We can say we're base.
但神的那边是荣耀的。
But with God, He is glorious.
那无论我们怎么样
，So no matter how we are,
你没有办法能接得上神的荣耀。
There's no way for us to connect to the glory of God.
你更不要说到神的圣洁和公义。
Not to mention His righteousness, His holiness.
连边也沾不上。
We can't even touch the border.
我们根本就不是不配。
We're not worthy at all.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
如今神叫我们配。
Now God causes us to be worthy.
怎么叫我们配呢？
How can we become worthy?
不就是在救恩的里边赦叫我们的罪得赦免。
Not only in salvation are our sins forgiven.
还借着我们跟随主的这个路程。
But even on the path as we follow the Lord. Lord, He breaks us.
给我们许多的破碎,
He shatters us.
然后把他自己加进来,
and then He adds Himself on so that we become worthy. We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们, 你看到,
Brothers and sisters, you can see
我们的追求,
our pursuit,
我们所经历的一切,
all that we experience, though in the man's eyes it is woe,
是不愉快的事,
it is things that are unfortunate. But when God allows for these to encounter us, the purpose is in order for us to be worthy for the kingdom of God.
弟兄姊妹们, 千,
Brothers and sisters, do not remain there.
你以为说我们不配神把我们弄到配,
do not think we're not worthy. God has made us worthy. That is great. God's work is so great. His grace is so full.
是丰富,
yes, it is rich. Yes, it is great. But we cannot remain
there.
Because here it does not only show us whether we're worthy or unworthy, but it shows us we will never be worthy. Even if we're worthy, we're still unworthy. From where can we see that? If we see the Word of God, how does it tell us? The Word of the Lord says, so that you can be counted worthy of the kingdom of God. It's not that you're worthy of the kingdom of God. If you're worthy of the kingdom of God, then truly you're worthy. But the Lord's words point that back out so that you can be counted worthy, so that you can be considered worthy. In our true condition, we're still unworthy. But yet now, God considers you worthy. Why does He consider you worthy? Maybe I'll switch it around and speak from the other end. Why is it that even though we're worthy, we're still unworthy?
弟兄姊妹们，你要注意一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, you must take note of one thing.
我们永远不能配的那一个原因，乃是我们是被造的出身的。
The reason why we can never be worthy is because we are those who are created.
那我们既然是被造的出身的,
and since our beginning is that we were created,
那是什么把我们造出来的?
So how were we created? Who created us? It is the clay that we are made of.
所以我们那个本质啊, 总是带着那一个 泥土的那种光景。
And so in our very basic condition, our nature still brings with it clay.
这就牵连到, 为什么主一定要从死里复活, 来完成那个救恩?
This connects with the fact why that our Lord has to be risen from the dead to complete that salvation.
因为我们的主不从死里复活, 他的死就显不出有什么作用。
Because if our Lord was not risen from the dead, then His death would not have any function.
这个只是从主的所做的那一方面来注意。
That is only from the aspect of what the Lord has done.
但是你要看到从主从死里复活那个完整的事实,
but if we want to see the complete fact of His risen from the dead,
你就不能忽略。
We cannot neglect that. If the Lord does not raise from the dead,
我们这些人就没有办法能脱离那个属土的那一个光景。
Then for us who belong to the earth, we can never rid the fact that we are made of the earth.
因为主的复活也就是把他的生命释放出来。
Because the fact that our Lord was risen, that He sets free His life.
我们就可以去接受
then we're able to receive the life of the Son of God to be our life. Then we can depart away from the condition of the matter of the earth. Though we depart away from that condition of the earth, nevertheless, our foundation, our origin is still from the earth. So when we return to the fact of creation,
我们就说我们永远不能配的,
then we claim we are never worthy.
但是感谢神,
but thank God,
他的怜悯,
His mercy,
他的恩典,
His grace, He prepares what we lack.
同时,
at the same time,
也显出一个更大的怜悯,
He also manifests a greater mercy.
他算我们配,
He counts us worthy. What else can we say?
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
如果我们看到我们在主面前的那个结局是如此,
if we can see that is our result in the Lord,
神把我们从不配带到配,
that though we are unworthy, He leads us to be worthy.
虽然我们是永远是不配,
though we will never be worthy,
但是他也算我们配,
nevertheless, He counts us worthy.
如果我们 能领会这一个事实,
if we can understand this fact,
那么为着要得着神这一个安排的完成,
in order for us to receive this arrangement plan of God,
或者说是得着神这一个旨意的完成,
or that we can receive this aspect of His will to be complete,
我们忍受一些难处,
for us to suffer some difficulties.
而这些难处都是经过神的手才能到我们身上来。
And even all these difficulties would go through the hand of God before it encounters us.
那又有什么了不起呢?
Then what's so great about it?
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
圣灵给我们看见。
The Holy Spirit shows us.
我们所追求的不是属地的丰富和满足。
What we pursue after is not the satisfaction or the abundance of the earth, but it is for us to gain the kingdom of God. And all that we experience,
神算,
God counts. He counts that we were suffering for the sake of this kingdom. We praise and thank the Lord.
我们实实在在, 要在他的面前俯伏和敬拜。
Indeed, we have to prostrate and worship Him.
我们称颂主。
We praise our Lord.
因着他在我们身上一切的带领,
because all His guidance toward us,
都是按照他永远的旨意和他永远的计划来一步一步的引领。
It is according to His eternal will and plan that He leads us step by step.
我们实在,
indeed, there's nothing we can say.
我们看见帖撒罗尼迦教会的弟兄姊妹们当年怎样在神的面前成长。
We can see how the church of the Thessalonians grew before the Lord in those days.
我们也求主给我们能经历他们所经历到的。
We also pray that the Lord will allow for us to experience what they experienced.
尤其是在心思上有难处的时候, 仍然 回到主的面前去寻求明白,
especially the fact when there's difficulty arising in our heart and mind, that we will still return to the Lord to seek understanding,
并不离开主的道路,
that we will not depart away from the Lord's way,
也不肯丢弃主的见证,
that we will not forsake the Lord's testimony.
哦,这个是蒙福的,
this is truly blessing.
是帖撒罗尼迦教会所经过的,
this is the, what the church in Thessalonica experienced. This is also many brethren that have experienced throughout church history. And we cannot be exceptions. May the Lord show us this very clearly,
叫我们真知道如何的很单纯的去跟随主,
so that we would truly know to very purely, very simply follow the Lord.
就像刚过那个主日交通伯福弟兄所交通到的一些个问题,
just as some of the things that our brother shared with us during this week.
在许多复杂的教会的光景的里面, 我们
That throughout so many of the complex issues of the church, that we will still keep a very pure heart.
就是凭着那个单纯的心, 来跟随主的脚踪。
And with that very pure heart, that we will follow the footsteps of our Lord.
别的事情是主负责的。
All the other matters the Lord will be responsible for.
单纯的、忠心的跟上主所走过的路是我们的责任。
With purity and with faithfulness to follow the footsteps of our Lord is our responsibility.
领我们经过死荫的幽谷是主的责任。
It is the Lord's responsibility to lead us through the valley of the shadow of death.
巴不得我们的主给我们看准这一条路是怎样走。
May the Lord show us clearly how we should go on this way.
我们就坦然地走上去。
Then we would go on it boldly.
我想今天晚上就和弟兄姊妹交通到这
了。I think I end my sharing here with brothers and sisters tonight.
盼望主在余下的日子给我们更多的从帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄们的身上看见那一条蒙福的路。
May the Lord in our days ahead show us even more clearly the way of blessing for us. As we follow examples of the brethren in Thessalonica.
我们晚上的交通就停在这。
We're sharing here tonight.